Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Thursday, June 11, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. I know you're having a wonderful day. Everything going smooth for you, I reckon?
I am. It's been a great day today. Absolutely.
No, I understand. I do. We've had a hectic day here. I do. We had a real busy day here, but it's been a good day because I'm working with good people, and we had a great day together.
Yes. Well, that's wonderful. But I think everybody wants to know what happened in the markets today. You had the Dow down 1,861 points. And they're blaming the second wave that is spooking the stocks, but I beg to differ. I think they might be using that, not might be part of it, but when you're talking about the trillions of dollars, the federal debt smashing all records, along with the virus and along with the unrest across this country, I'm not sure which one is having the most impact on the stock market. Maybe a little bit of everything. And maybe even it was just a fake rally to begin with trillions of dollars of government stimulus. How long can that last? Not very long. Gold today couldn't get out of its way. Some pressure on that. Of course, we saw a stronger dollar because all the world markets collapsed overnight. You know, they were all down big. You had gold down 1170 today at 1728. Silver was down 50 cents at $17.72. Platinum was down 32 at 808. Palladium was down 23 at 1974. The USDX today was up 0.66, but 96.73. Crude oil had a rough day, down 364 at 35.96. We'll talk a little bit about crude oil here in just a little bit. At the worst part of the day, it was down 11%. And the stock market currently is down 1,817.
Wow.
25,172. Down 6.75%. The NASDAQ was down a little over 5.25%, down 527 points, 9,492. The S&P was down 5.89%, almost 6% also, at down 188, 3,002. So the Dow was down almost 7% on the day. 10-year yield, 0.65%, down 0.10. 30-year mortgage rate dropped below 3% for the first time ever. But all of your Asian markets were, Germany was down 4.5%, London was down 4%, Hong Kong was down 2.33%, Japan was down a little over 2.75%. It plummeted. And, you know, it's all about, it seems to be, the fear of the virus. And, I think it's a combination of everything. We are seeing the numbers beginning to peak back up. Steve Mnuchin came out today and said there's no way we'd be able to shut the government down, the country down again. And so... U.S. Plus, we had the U.S. Federal Reserve yesterday. That was a pretty somber economic outlook. If you broke it down, you didn't read all the joyful headlines. And so if you read in between the lines, it wasn't a very good report. So, and then you have, we went over the 2 million coronavirus case in the United States. So the markets plummeted. Stocks are on track for their worst day since March, and there's not a whole lot to say. Mnuchin said the U.S. economy wouldn't be shut down again despite the rising case count. We can't shut the economy again. I think we've learned that if you shut down the economy, you're going to create more damage. Well, Steve Mnuchin, let's talk about that damage. Let's talk about it. But you don't. And he says, and it's just not economic damage, but there are other areas. Well, why don't you tell us about it? Instead of hiding in the pie in the sky, you know, reports that, you know, we're heading back. We had this great jobs report, 2.5 million. And that was a lie, flat out lie. And I've already saw commercials using that report. I think I saw it on Monday for Trump's reelection campaign, promoting the 2.5 trillion jobs that were created. They weren't created. These were people that were coming back from being laid off. Businesses that were opening. Wasn't gaining jobs. So anyway, another 1.5 million Americans filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That came out from the Department of Labor today. The number of continuing jobless claims, counting people who have applied for benefits for at least 2 weeks in a row, remain above 20 million. But they're still projecting that the unemployment rate to fall by 9.3% or to 9.3% by the year end. So, you know, yeah, you can just say it is, whether it's real or not, just like everything else. And it's just not this administration. It comes from all of them. It's just we happen to be in this one. And he should be held accountable. They all should be held accountable. It's an election year. People make decisions on a lot of they make financial decisions or personal financial decisions on the reports that are released by the government. And then it's just a flat-out lie. And there's enough going on in this country. People I've talked to, they're very concerned. They're terrified. This is getting out of control. And yet, is there anybody on either side that's saying anything but calling people's names and doing this? And they're a bunch of children. I don't think I've ever seen a bunch of people act so Butch. It's amazing. They're little kids.
I've been around in this world a few decades now, and I've seen with every administration, everyone that I can remember, everything's gotten worse and worse in every direction, including economically.
Absolutely.
Everyone puts his foot in their debt. Every one of them does. So it's not Trump's fault anymore. It was Obama's fault. It was not Obama's fault anymore. It was Bush's fault. It goes on and on. Yeah, I know Obama added a lot to it, and so has Trump. But they really had no choice to keep this economy afloat. It's all hyped up. It's all fake. And each one had to go further in debt to keep it afloat, to keep the retirement checks coming in, because they don't have no money in there, obviously. And yes, these markets are going, they're going to go down further. This was a start. I don't know. I didn't say it's going to happen tomorrow. But they're going to collapse good, really for real, one day for too long. But with the markets, with coronavirus, and also with BLM and all that's happening there worldwide, BLM is now affecting worldwide. In London, England, they're trying to take down a statue of Churchill, and people are up in arms about that. But we're seeing this spread around the world. And I live in America. I can't help Britain. I can't help France. I live in America. I can't even do much to help this country. They say, but you're doing, tell the truth. We are going in a direction that you and I never thought possible. Even with all the stuff we know, Mildy, for over the last 20-some years in the radio, I never saw all this come together like this, ever. I never dreamed of a virus shutting down the economy. I a lot of things I thought could have done it, but that wasn't it. I'm seeing so much come together now. Yes, people are frightened, and yes, people are angry. I see that every day, and it's getting worse in that situation. But calling each other names doesn't change it. It doesn't change it. But the sad part of it is, it's going to take unity to fix anything. But let's face it, the Democrats hate Republicans. Republicans hate the Democrats. The blacks don't like the whites. A lot of whites don't like the blacks. It's just the way it is. And I don't see it getting better in the very near future. But the only way we can get it fixed is if we all come together and say, hey, we've been messed over here. Let's fix this. But I don't see it happening. I wish I did. I truly do. I had more phone calls today than I had in a long time from new people and listened to my program for years and never called before. They're really concerned about a lot of things. And I can understand why. In some of the cities, one of them called from Orlando. They're almost locked down, not because of coronavirus, but because of what you're seeing in the streets. This is America. We have, and we'll discuss this in a minute, a six-square block in Seattle taken over by BLM. And the mayor said, let them have it. Trump said, if you don't take it back, I'm going to. We have troops in D.C. given bayonets for this coming weekend. My gosh, people. This is America. Oh, anyway, I should let you go. I didn't even get started, but it really concerns me, Melody. It does a whole lot. This concerns me more than I can express with words. And not for me and you. We're halfway through our lives. But our children and grandchildren.
You are.
Okay. That's right, you're 39. You may
have
years
to
ago.
Keep that humor going there, Butch, okay?
But I understand
and I'm
that.
I'm going to use it whenever I can.
Especially when it comes to your age.
Exactly.
but our children and grandchildren are going to be here if the world goes on after we're gone. And what kind of legacy are we leaving them? A fiat currency that's worth nothing?
Yeah, but you know what, Butch? I've had this conversation before with a lot of other people. I had one today. We talk about the youth, and we know what our freedoms and our rights and our liberties. We've experienced that. But when you look at the youth today,
they don't know.
How do they equate liberties and their rights and their freedoms?
How do I explain?
They're going to embrace. They will accept.
Oh, they are.
The new system that has been designed to take over America.
They truly are already doing that.
They're already doing it.
How do you explain the young and I was talking to my grandson, he's 14, just the other day. He's here with us a few weeks out of Colorado. I said, when I went to school, even in grade school, I took an Ivor Johnson single shot, 20-gauge shotgun me school day, during the day, with a change of clothes in a paper sack with some ammunition in it. After school, I changed clothes and went hunting the way home. How do I explain that to a 14-year-old boy today that we could take guns to school? How do you explain that? A young boy named Steve Slaniger, he's a little short sawed-off guy anyway, brought his dad's M1 Garand to school for show and tell. The gun was bigger than he was.
But there's a lot. I mean, there's just a lot, and they don't understand. And, you know, the violence is beginning to pick up everywhere. Heck, even here on the Eastern Shore and the boardwalks, this weekend there was videos of a kid sitting on a bench and a mob beating him till he was unconscious.
For what?
There were stabbings. Well, who knows? Nobody says anything. Nobody did anything. They beat him, and it was all in video, all in camera. Just a mob. And he probably said a smart remark or something, maybe. Who knows? But he didn't deserve that.
No,
no one. No one deserves that.
Unless he's trying to kill her, there's no excuse for that.
Pardon?
Unless he was trying to kill her, there's no excuse for that. None.
Kill
zip.
Her? There was no her there.
Oh, is it daddy?
No, there was a kid. Not a kid. I mean, I'm talking a kid, a teenager, a young man.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
You know,
okay.
A young man.
I thought you said a mother.
Well, I gave away my age now because he was a kid. No, he was a young man. Yeah, probably late teens, early 20s maybe, mid-20s. They beat the crap out of him. But my point is this violence is just getting out of control, and it's I don't know where it's going to head. And you know, the television, the media, even the newspapers, they don't help.
No, they don't
help.
They don't. Matter of fact, they fan the flames.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah,
they're throwing gasoline on it.
All right. Butch, we have a caller. We have Ivan calling us from Pennsylvania. Good afternoon, okay. Ivan.
Good afternoon, Melody and Pastor Butch. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Good. Good, good. Well, I just was wondering what you think about this whole situation ongoing. And now they, I guess, took over part of, is it Seattle or Minneapolis?
Seattle,
or
right,
they...
yes. Seattle.
I'm sorry?
Seattle, yes.
Seattle, yeah, that's what I thought. And which is cop-free, they say. And, I mean, this is total communism. I think we are living, we are slowly transiting from democracy, well, I don't know if we had ever democracy,
republic.
But it was originally a republic supposed to be, and now we are back to communism. So I can see that we are progressing in communist direction, and my whole point is that unless we don't change our course or our, well, not even our course, but our spiritual understanding and commitment, we will end up exactly like the Soviet Union. And we are slowly getting into the dictatorship end of it. I mean, to me, like I said before, that Democratic and Republicans are two sides of one coin, okay? What Obama did, now Trump is continuing, and we are bowing down to Middle East countries, which and giving them money hand over fist, while we have problems with infrastructure and other, you know, other problems such as the coronavirus, COVID-19. And there is no money, evidently, for that particular issue, you know.
That's very true. Very, very true. And we're seeing a lot of things happen now that are pointing towards a total destruction of our societal system in this country. We're seeing that very clearly now. I mean, I just posted a video up on our website on PastorBush.com. It's about an hour long. Explains a lot of things why it's going down this way.
And we're heading, I don't know if you heard the music, but we're heading into a break. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. And heading into the break, we still had Ivan on the phone, and we just wanted to check with him to see if he would like to add any other comments.
Well, I have a couple of other issues I'd like to just kind of bring to fore. One is, you know, this changing and taking down statues from historical U.S., okay? I mean, if it was General Lee or Jackson or whoever they were, you know, they want to rename the military camps, which I attended. I was I'm a veteran, so I did attend Fort Bragg and Fort, in New Jersey. I guess my mind is slowly, you know, getting the senior movements occasionally, but anyway, which is totally uncalled for. Now they removed the statue of Mayor Rizzo in Philadelphia and many other items which really, you know, are part of history and should not be changing. Yeah, you know, they should not be hidden and you know, like Paterno in, you know, in Penn State and stuff. You know, I mean, this is, you know, we have to live with what we have. If you go back in in history, you have to study it and find out who really brought the slaves over from Africa, who made money on these people, who sold them to the initially in South America, and then once U.S. was established, they sold it to the U.S., okay?
Yeah, but you know what, Ivan? You know what?
Yeah.
Let's get over it. You know, that's what I think. Let's get over it. I mean,
yeah, I agree.
You know.
But, I mean, this is being brought up that we have to pay reparation for this and reparation for them and reparation for everybody. But they don't go back and study real history. This is a problem with the schools. They go back and study only the recent
design.
History of last 50 years or 60 years since Second World War, but you go back a couple of 300-400 years, these people who were selling slaves and bringing them up to the U.S. and South America were making money hand over fist. And they are the ones who should be paying reparations if anyone else. But, you know,
I'm almost at the point of saying, hey, you know what? We've gone into debt so much. Why don't we just pay them? And maybe they'll shut up.
Now, they just want more.
You know, then the Italians. Oh,
yeah, I mean, you have many other countries which were, the Irish were brought in as slaves.
We were too, as a matter of fact. Many indentured servants come in as white people. Many, many, many.
Right. I mean, but this is the whole thing. Nobody really goes and studies history from way back. I mean, 400-500 years back, 600 years back. And it started then, the commercial traffic of human people.
And it's still happening. It's still happening.
And it's still happening. Yes, absolutely. We still have kids being brought up and from, you know, Mexico and other South American poor countries, women, kids, whatever, for their own you know, pleasure. I mean, Epstein was another one, which who had all kinds of young kids, and you know, many other people who you know, who used you know, the total sinful approach in abusing children and you know, and women in general. And you know, this is this, nobody brings up this issue. You know, it's being kind of hidden.
Well, of course they're not going to bring up that issue, because that, then they might think. You can't control people who think, critically,
well,
think. So it's all by,
well,
design.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. And, yeah, so this is the whole problem with, you know, I mean, it was, what, you know, it is human nature. If you can abuse somebody or take over somebody or do whatever, you will do it. Okay, we still did not grow, did not get that spiritual level, to that spiritual level where we start thinking as human beings, or and not contradict God's commandments, you know.
Very true.
So anyway, that's my contribution for today.
Well, I appreciate
all right, well,
it.
Have yourself a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ivan.
Thank you.
You know, you make some good points, but you,
yes,
know what?
Does.
It's, you know, you can go back. It's sad, because we can go back and talk about history, but that's not what's going to stop what's going on now.
No, it isn't.
I mean, that was the problem, but now we have the different problem, and it's. I mean, with this being an election year, and I think Trump is run. I'm sorry, but I think Trump is running the election to lose. When you look at he's running it like he ran. He was, the people he surrounded himself are the ones from 2016. This is a different world than 2016. I saw one of the guys on, oh, I can't remember which one is his campaign leader or whatever. Can't remember his name. And it's just like, it's not going to win him the election. Their cheerleading and their rallies will not win him the election. And even to think that they're having a rally, it just puzzles me. Because he's got his strong base, and those are the ones who are going to his rally. These are, we will still vote for him. But he needs more than just that base. And he's not doing anything to establish or open communication with anybody else but that base. And Butch, it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. You know, you said this is not the same country it was in 2016. This is not the same country it was in January this year.
No, not at all.
Not even close.
Nope. But no, I was talking in re-election.
Yeah, I understand, yeah. This been, Trump may win, but it's not going to be a shoo-in, not this time.
I'm not sure he will. You have all the Senate. Now they're beginning to depart from him.
Yeah,
the White
are.
House aides turning off. Republican senators are beginning to disappear from the 2020 ads. You know, I mean, you're going to, I hear more and more beginning to, although Mitt Romney said he's going to win the election.
Well, so go figure. If there is an election, we'll know in a few months.
Well, I don't think there will be, but.
But, you know, we got a lot more news cover if you want to cover some more news. And some of it I think is pretty good for gold, for the future of gold. Now, I think people need to pay attention. Before we get there, though, you probably know this. I think this is an understatement. They said almost a third of the people, Americans, had a hard time paying for housing, food, and utilities, and credit cards, and medical bills, you know, because of coronavirus. I think that's probably a low number, but we'll say a third. The U.S. Treasury, through April, in April alone, they used to have almost $50 billion, $48 billion in unemployment, and said the consumer spending fell by 13.6% in April, the steepest decline since 1959, so things are definitely slowing down. And U.S. Shell faces bankruptcy amid long and arduous global downturn. The shale oil industry, Melody, for a while was booming and looked like a promising future, did it not? I mean, it looked like it was really going to do well. But they're actually facing bankruptcy now.
Of course, look at the oil prices.
I mean,
you know,
really?
I mean, the oil prices are going to continue to tank. They were as low, they dropped 8% today, came back a little bit. But you start having economies begin to unfold, and all of a sudden they're realizing, oh, there's a little more, bit more inventory than what we thought. No kidding, because y'all lied about it to begin with. That's how all of a sudden, all these numbers that all of a sudden we're surprised, that's because they all lied about it, and they know it.
And they're not giving us real numbers yet, you know that.
What?
We'll probably never know the true numbers. We'll probably never know the true numbers.
Well, of course not. I mean, what's documented is, you know, but, I mean, talking about debt, though, let me just throw this in. Debt surged and household net worth tumbled in the first 3 months of the year. Total domestic non-financial debt jumped by 11.7%. 11.7% to $55 trillion. The Fed said in its quarterly statement on domestic financial accounts, debt had increased by 3.2% in the fourth quarter of 2019. So it went from 3.2 to 11.7. At the same time, we had that plunging stock market values that lost, or the net worth fell $7.4 trillion. Now, we did have that recovery, but we're heading back low again. The biggest debt gain on the business side, rising 18.8%, while federal government debt also jumped 14.3%. Total federal debt recently passed $26 trillion. Household debt rose 3.9%. That was due in large part to an increase on the mortgage side of the 3.2%. Consumer debt rose 1.6%. And as we talked earlier this week, the National Bureau of Economic Research finally declared that the recession started in February. No kidding, Sherlock. But anyway.
They figured that out. Golly. what much that cost us for them to figure that out?
What kinds of educations have they had? Anyway.
But anyway, back to the news about gold. I have two articles that I think are pretty important. Folks, pay attention because this is going to affect the price of gold. Gold and silver are both struggling right now, but I promise you it's going to turn around.
They're not struggling at all. Gold and silver is not struggling at all. They're doing fine.
It's a dollar struggling around them? Is that what you're saying?
No. I mean, I think this is just, you're going to have normal reactions, pullbacks, ups, downs. I mean, nothing goes straight up. We all know the price of gold has been suppressed. You know, government hates gold.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
But I mean, I think gold and silver, you know, silver is a little bit of but I think gold is just doing beautiful.
Well, it's definitely going to do a lot better because it's the scramble for gold is redrawing the map of the market. Now, folks, listen to this. More than 20 million troy ounces of gold have landed in New York vaults over the past 3 months. Over 20 million troy ounces have landed in New York vaults the last 3 months. New York faces a gold rush after the pandemic threw precious metal markets into disarray, setting off a scramble by traders to cut their losses. Bullion vaults, approved by the COMEX division of New York Mercantile Exchange House, house a 29.7 million troy ounces. 29.7 million troy ounces, according to FactSet data back to 2013. Almost three-quarters of that gold, weighing as much as 9 fully loaded Boeing 737-700 airplanes, has arrived in the past 3 months. The displacement was set off by dysfunction in the market in March and early April, caused by fears of breakdown in ordinarily frictionless gold supply chains. Frictionless gold supply chains. It has reversed to normal flow of bullion from their west to east, redrawing the map of the international gold market. Gap between gold futures price in New York and spot price in London source. A positive number means gold is more expensive in New York. Conventional gold routes could take months to resume because demand has been crimped in two major buyers of bullion, China and India. Gold has reached America from all over the world, said Alan Fien, commodities director at Malka Amet, a company that transports gold securely. The flows into New York are unprecedented. Logistics firms such as Malachi Amet are working around the clock to keep up, sometimes opting to charter private planes to transport bullion, making their job more difficult. Few commercial airplanes, the preferred vehicle for moving gold, have been flying in recent months. At the height of the outbreak in New York, planes that did take to the sky often favored carrying medical equipment rather than bullion in their holds. The scramble to get gold to New York stemmed in part from the demand among U.S. investors for the precious metal, seen as a safe store of wealth by many. Folks, this is impressive. The gold becomes lifeline during India credit crunch. The government's response to the coronavirus pandemic has ravaged the Indian economy. As a result, many banks are reluctant to extend credit due to the fear of defaults. In this tight lending environment, many Indians are using their stash of gold to secure loans. Melody, just what you said for years, they're using the gold stores to get money to keep the businesses going. They will not loan it for they're not loaning out loans unless they have something of value. And that they use gold in India as collateral, and they're saving their businesses because it has a little bit of gold put back. So, if, for instance, Umesh Patel used 40 grams of gold to raise 130,000 rubies, $1,723.11, in order to purchase seed and supplies to plant his next crop. He told Reuters it was next to impossible for him to secure a loan from a big bank. Isn't that what you've been saying all these years?
You've been paying attention.
I have been paying attention.
I'm glad someone has.
A today, all right. But really and seriously, this man saved his farm, I guess, because he had a little bit of gold put back. People, this is for real. It's happening in India. It's going to happen in America. I don't know why we're so arrogant. We think we can slide by. But all the things we've done so stupidly, it's not going to affect us. It is affecting us, and it's going to affect us more. Go ahead, Mandy. I'll shut up, Mandy.
But you know what, Butch? I can't imagine everything that has just happened. So this we're in 6 months of the year. We're in June. Past 6 months, like you said, we're in a whole different new world. I don't think one to which we'll return. And for anybody to think, I mean, their pensions, your retirement accounts, they won't let you have it. Not when they're in dire need. And I just don't understand why people can't get that. You really trust what comes from D.C.? I mean, look how reckless they are. Where they've been, not just this administration, all of them.
I agree.
For 100 years. On your back. So who's really the slave in today's world? We'll be right back. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And I mean, there's, you know, I mean, I look for good stuff, Butch. I try to find a positive in everything, but it's almost impossible anymore to find some good in what's happening today.
Well, you know, on personal levels, I can name people who really are good people, helped other people. But when it comes to national levels and offering hope to people for this country, that's pretty scarce. And for the world, not just America, it's pretty scarce. I mean, we see, you know, that, as you said before, go ahead.
Well, no, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I just saw a headline that just kind of griped me. You know, it's a the commercialization of George Floyd. U.S. firms look to capitalize on the movement. And I'm thinking to myself, as he, you know, he didn't deserve to die, has anybody looked at his history? His history? Instead of the United States history? He wasn't a nice man.
No, he wasn't.
Far from it. He held a gun to a pregnant woman's belly. I know everybody knows this. He's been arrested. He was arrested how many times? I mean,
he's on drugs today. He was killed.
He was on drugs. You can see him on a porn site. I don't know if he acted, but he was there.
The cop that killed him actually worked sex clubs together. You know that.
Yeah. Well, I know they worked at a nightclub. I don't know if it was a sex club, but it was
one was guarded outside, one was guarding the inside.
Right. But I don't know what type of a club it was.
Well, I understand it was something like, we'll say, a gentleman's club.
But like I said, yeah, how many funerals does this person have to have? And he was... I was told today, I didn't watch it, but I was told today that he was basically held up with a comparison with Christ.
I didn't see that.
That he came from humble beginnings and made like this comparison, like he is, you know. And now
that's
you
blasphemy.
Have corporations, yeah, that are looking to capitalize. I mean... I'd be buying as much gold as I could, ladies and gentlemen, because this is going to go nuts.
Absolutely.
This is going to go nuts. And this is all part
of it. You covered this briefly.
But
you talk about the deficit. This is October through May. The federal government spent almost $4 trillion, $3.9 trillion, and took it in taxes over $2 trillion. So they went $2 trillion in debt in a few months. And they're wanting to spend more every day. There's still not through spending, and now they want to do, Munchkin. Munchkin wants to give more money to businesses who maybe need more to survive. Reality, they think that they can just keep giving it out and it doesn't cost anybody anything. There's no button. You don't have to pay it back. There's nothing to worry about. Just keep giving it away. That we got an endless source of it. You know, it's not no big deal. It can't hurt a thing to put up more credit. They're already $2 trillion under collections on what they spent since October, and they're not done yet. I mean, they're still doing it every day, and I know and you know that if they stop doing this, the economy will collapse. You know that.
Well, of course I do. I mean, government debt is no different than personal debt. I mean, you can run debt for a long time as long as you have a job and you pay for it. You can pay Paul to pay Rob Peter to pay Paul. You can manage it and you can do this, you can do that, and everything's okay as long you can even go deeper in debt. Every time you get a raise, you know, just like government, when they get a raise from the taxpayers, you know, they can go more. But eventually, you know, you might lose that job, or you have a bad day and you get sick and you can't go back to work. And what happens? You default on the debt. So debt's okay. Debt doesn't matter as long as everything's good. So point out what's good in this nation right now. Point out what's happening in this nation. You have corporations and businesses that have been shut. Mom and pop businesses that will never reopen. And we're not going to feel the full brunt of this closure until this fall. Maybe sooner. But they'll try to extend it till fall, till after the election. But then again, they want Trump out. So maybe they'll let it fall before. They'll let it collapse before. I can't imagine how anyone would think that their money is safe in paper dollars. I can't even imagine. I mean, the thought is just absurd to think that your money is safe in paper and in the hands of government and Wall Street. And Wall Street's just as corrupt as government.
Maybe more so in some ways.
Yeah.
When you pay for something with a dollar bill or a $20 bill, $100 bill, I know it enters your mind what you're doing. You're paying for something of value with something that's valueless. But people take it because the government says it's okay, it's good. But I know it enters your mind like it does mine. We're passing a piece of paper for something of substance. And literally all we're doing is passing debt. We're actually using unjust wasting measures, which the Bible calls an abomination before God. We're using something worth nothing to buy something of value. That's pretty much a rigged game that has to come to an end sooner or later. It has to.
We just don't know the time.
No, we don't. Well, we're seeing part of
it
right now.
But you know what? Yeah. And that's it. That's just what I was going to say. Everything that we're experiencing now, it's just... It's really from our economy. It's from our fiat dollar. It's how they were able to control and to divide. I mean, that's the bottom line. That's how corruption snuck in. So, what's next, Butch?
Well, there's a lot here. I do want to discuss some things that's certainly going to... It's all affecting all of us. It's going to affect the economy more and more as time goes along, as the unrest in the country that we're seeing, and the deliberate, in my mind, deliberate fanning of the flames for hatred,
yes,
to cause disruption in our nation, to destroy the economy. And I don't have time to get into all this. We don't have time in the next 15 minutes to cover, 10 minutes to cover all this. But even Pelosi, wants 11 Confederate statues moved from the Capitol. I don't care if you agree with the South or not. This is our history. It is a nation that forgets its history. The nation that forgets its heritage, whether we consider it good or bad, has no taproot to grow on. It has no foundation, period. And in Boston, they toppled and beheaded a statue of Christopher Columbus. What? Why would they do that? I don't get it. Says statues of Chris Columbus were targeted by protests in Massachusetts and Virginia on Tuesday night in an act of solidarity with indigenous peoples. The 8-foot-tall memorial to explorer in Richmond, Virginia, was pulled down with ropes and dragged roughly 200 yards to a landing at Foundation Lake, according to the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It was also reported briefly lit on fire. The base of the statue was covered in graffiti and protesters held signs, "This land is Powhatan land, and Columbus represents genocide." Oh, come on! Do people really think that we call the Native Americans were the first ones in America? They took it from somebody else. This is not... Folks, get over this. We live in this time. And they're tearing down Columbus. Columbus didn't come over here and take over the land at all. And now CNN's Angela Rye wants Washington and Jefferson statues taken down. CNN's Angela Wright called for statue George Washington and Thomas Jefferson to come down Thursday on the network. America's history is not all glorious. George Washington was a slave owner. We need to call his slave owners out for what they are. Whether we think they were protecting American freedom or not, he wasn't protecting my freedom, as a network contributor said. So, Melody, we are seeing things happen here that are unbelievable in this country.
It really is amazing.
Where do you find reference for history if you destroy it all?
I just don't understand the thinking. I just can't. You're having all these programs on television. Can't Gone with the Wind. These are statues in our history. But God, people are just laying down and rolling over and doing things that it just doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. And I'm afraid that one day in the very near future it's going to explode. It has to, I guess, in a sense.
And it's being encouraged, like you said, the flames are being fanned.
Yes.
By the politicians, by media. I really don't care what some host on TV said about, but she made headlines, made the news, and there's probably a lot of people saying, yeah, let's do that. They're just as, I don't know, Butch.
Well,
I'm trying to.
It's deeply troubling. It really is. And now, this headline here by Anthony Capaccio said, U.S. Army unit was issued bayonets to prep for D.C. protest duty. A historic Army unit located just outside Washington was issued bayonets and scabbards, as well as live ammunition, in case active duty troops were deployed in U.S. Capitol last week, according to a letter from Pentagon leaders. So they were given live ammo and bayonets. And, of course, we know what happened in Seattle. BLM took over 6 square blocks of Seattle and even ran the police out of their headquarters. Mm-hmm. Well, Mayor Jenny Durkin, I guess, backed off, but Trump said, if you don't take it back, we're going to. Will he? I don't know. Should he? Well, I don't see who has any choice, to tell you the truth. I don't see.
Well,
who has
the mayor
any choice.
Told him to go back to his bunker.
Yeah, I heard that. Yes. So I don't know, but when you have a city, part of the city actually surrendered to anarchy and terrorism, there's not much left to build on in a society that surrenders. Durkin, it is a nice thing about, but when it comes to taking over a community, see, this six blocks just didn't consist of the police building. It consists of the businesses and the homes within a 6-block square. Yeah. How about the people that are inside there that don't want to be taken over by anarchists?
I heard they're made to pay. The businesses were made to pay.
That doesn't surprise me at all. It's mafia.
Yep.
It doesn't surprise me. So if the mayor doesn't do her job, somebody has to. It shouldn't be Trump. It should be still kept on a state level. Why doesn't the governor step in and say, this ain't going to happen here? I don't understand what's happened to our backbone of the governors. I just wrote a letter today to Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. I wrote a letter to her and thanked her for her backbone and standing against this coronavirus hype. And she did stand against. Only governor of the whole country did. I thanked her for that. But why didn't the governor of Washington say, this is not going to happen here? You would take back the city, or I'm going to send our police forces in, take it back for you. It's not the Fed's business. This is state business.
I agree. But if the state doesn't do it, then what?
I agree. I totally agree.
Isn't the government supposed to protect those citizens, too?
I thought so.
The federal government? Aren't they supposed to protect those citizens?
I thought so. But it should be the state should do it. That should be, but obviously it isn't happening.
They come first. But if they don't?
But even, now we know it's spread worldwide. It's spread worldwide. This is fulfilling Revelation 6 so clearly. I preached on it last week. London police warned a perfect storm as right-wing groups vowed to defend statues in London from the BLM. This is happening in London also. London Metropolitan Police are praying for clashes between Black Lives Matter activists and right-wing groups this weekend in London, following a call by Tommy Robinson for his counter-protest to defend memorials and statues. This is not just America, folks. This is worldwide. And they said that the gentleman said, we have a perfect storm ahead of us this weekend. Wow, 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 wow. Melody Cedarstrom, you better fix this mess.
I should. We should.
I agree. Well, you get started and I'll come and help you.
Okay, thanks. Putting the girl in front, are you?
Well, they don't want you to women, so.
Yeah.
But this is really a serious situation.
I'm almost speechless sometimes. I don't have the words. You know, it's just, I mean, it's so shocking to know that this is happening here in our country. Something that we haven't experienced, and I don't think you can compare what's happening. It's totally different, I think, from the riots in the 60s.
It is.
This seems different.
It's because there's no unity in the country now. In the 60s, there was still some unity. That's not here
exactly
anymore.
Yeah. And today, it's just, I don't know, it's just... So we can just do what we do. We need to prepare. We need to protect ourselves. Once you get rid of your paper and you have gold, and you can always go back into paper, but once you get rid of that paper and you have your gold, you can sit back and watch it happen. You have another 1,800-point drop in the market, you don't have to worry about it. And I know none of you are worrying about it now because you're thinking, oh, it'll come back, or we'll see if it goes down another 500 points or 800 points. I'll worry about it then. My financial planner told me to stay in there. I work all night, I work all day. Anyway, we can't stay here anymore. We have the end of the program. We'll be back tomorrow. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
And until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
That's too bad.